I want to welcome in Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group and Paul Dion from the Basketball Hall of Fame. First of all, good morning, guys. How are
good morning.
We?
Morning, Brian.
Doing great.
Did you get up? How was the traffic on 91? Is everything
easy,
all right?
Easy. You guys were spot on. Easy yeah. drive down. No problem whatsoever.
Hartford's just weird. Like, in traditional rush hour times, it's like fine. And then like at 3 in the afternoon, it's the parking lot. Yeah. Like, I don't really understand it, but... we're here to talk about something in particular that I didn't know much about because it didn't exist before, right? I mean, I want to get to the Hall of Fame and talk about businesses. I want to talk about Rebellion Group and the stuff you're doing later in the summer after that event at Foxwoods. What is this Connecticut season pass and how did it come about?
The CT season pass is a new program that we just launched. I think it's got like a similar spirit to it that Shaping CT's Future has. There's obviously an emphasis on Connecticut with the title. But basically what we wanted to do was build a central hub that housed all of Connecticut's top travel and tourism venues. We asked each of these organizations to put forward an offer or an incentive. And, you know, nothing huge, but... and then we make all of those offers available to consumers via a single season pass. And so, you know, the goal is really to highlight everything that there is to do in the backyard here in Connecticut, and then, you know, provide value to consumers. And we think that, you know, there's an opportunity for, you know, different tourism companies here in Connecticut to basically work together and collaborate to promote the program and each other, and then, you know, promote travel and tourism as a whole.
So the bottom line is there's a whole slew of organizations and that are, it's free, right? Yep. That's the hook is that it's, you just have to sign up and they'll send it. You can get it for your whole family. And if you go to ctseasonpass.com, this is what I like Lyman Orchards, you get $5 off. You know, your strawberries and, you know, there's museums, you get discounts, a whole bunch of different things. The outside of the Basketball Hall of Fame, we'll get to the Hartford Athletic one is phenomenal because you get a $10 food voucher per ticket purchase. So, and if you go on $2 hot dog night, you're feasting. So that stuff is great. And of course, you know, Paul, you live in Connecticut. But it's right over the border. I mean, absolutely. Like, it's the easiest thing. I mean, I'm in Windsor. We zip up there. You can go to the Hall of Fame, go to Plan B and get a burger. You know, like, it's such an easy ride to get up to Springfield. And so I think it's great that you didn't say just in the border because I think a place like the Hall of Fame is perfect for it. How did you get looped in and why do you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, well, Sam and the team at Rebellion had reached out to us and said, hey, we have this great program out here. And once I heard it, instantly I knew we had to be part of it. We're an international destination, right? We have folks coming from all over the world, but certainly we lean very heavily on this region, the Connecticut, Massachusetts region for Connecticut and Massachusetts families coming in for visitation purposes. So being able to put a special offer out through the CT season pass for one free child entry with the purchase of an adult ticket is a great way to get your foot in the door this summer. We have tons of great programming available for anybody who might be interested to come down to the Basketball Hall of Fame. So it was a no-brainer for us to get involved, certainly.
Yeah, I want to get more into what's going on at the Hall of Fame and also with Rebellion Group, who really have focused on Connecticut a great deal. We're going to take a little pause here. We'll pay some bills and get an update on your weather and traffic. We're back here with Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group and Paul Dion with the Basketball Hall of Fame. I want to get into a bunch of stuff at the HOF in a second. But, you know, Sam, just people don't know Rebellion Group, and you guys are focused on – you're based in Cheshire, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing a lot of Connecticut-focused stuff. You had that big thing that you did at Foxwoods. You have another big event coming up. Yep. I think it's in August. You know, what's the impetus behind focusing on Connecticut? What are you trying to do?
I think there's a couple of reasons that we focus so much on Connecticut. One is that, you know, like you said, we're based in Cheshire. We're a Connecticut-born agency, 13 years old now, I believe.
When you say agency, tell people, what do you do? What does Rebellion Group do?
We're a full-service marketing agency at our heart, you know? And we have a ton of clients here in Connecticut. And so we have a vested interest in, you know, making sure that we have a good understanding of, you know, the economic landscape in the state, how that's going to impact our clients, and ultimately how that's going to impact us. And I think, you know, that was part of that impetus for developing – these programs for Connecticut, you know, are down to those core facts. And, you know, if we put ourselves in a better position to understand, you know, what's going to be successful for Connecticut companies, then awesome. And if we can provide a platform and some, you know, utility and value for businesses here in Connecticut so that they can be of that they can benefit, then, you know, it's a win-win for us.
What do you think? How do you put this? I mean, Hartford's got all these challenges and there's fits and starts and there's some people totally committed to it, but Hartford isn't the whole state, obviously. And
yep.
Fairfield County is like a different state almost. But I mean, how do you view the state of play right now?
It's interesting because I feel like, you know, there's a much more bullish attitude in Hartford in terms of what's possible, rather than kind of dwelling on the past and thinking about, you know, what was and now what
bring
is
back
not.
The Whalers.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, Connecticut's an interesting state because, you know, I've heard that phrase that there's not 169 towns, there's 169 fiefdoms, right? And I still think Connecticut has an issue with people being very open to supporting their town, but not necessarily supporting the state as a whole, which I find interesting is, you know, one, I was born in Massachusetts and then I left, you know, I was in Seattle when I was in the Army and then I moved overseas for 10 years. And so I'm coming into Connecticut with, you know, fairly fresh eyes, you know, being here for only a couple of years. And so
how do you change that though?
Well, I think, you know,
because I think from my politics perspective, if they went county wise or pooled services, they'd save a boatload of money, but nobody wants to do stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, for us, like, you know, like we're not a lobbying firm. We're not a political organization, you know? So I think we're doing what we can in order to try and connect the dots, you know, for people in Connecticut to be as collaborative as possible.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yep.
You know, whether it be the Shaping CT's Future event series that does garner a lot of attention from the DECD, Metro Hartford Alliance, you know, and other, you know, state agencies or adjacent agencies, you know, they see that our mission is fairly similar to theirs. And I think there's a willingness to chip in.
Listen, if businesses are successful here, they stay here.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, and like whatever that AI hub is going to maybe look like if they ever do it in Hartford, that's the kind of thing that can work. I saw it. Like I said, I've done a ton of work in Detroit. That stuff worked in Detroit, but it's because Bruce Gilbert put his oomph behind it. So we'll see. The voice you're hearing right there is Sam Barrett. He's from Rebellion Group. And Paul Dion from the Hall of Fame is here with us. I mean, in terms of Connecticut, I mean, this next Hall of Fame induction is going to be massive.
It's very UConn heavy. We're really excited about this
Two
class.
Of the biggest names in the history of UConn basketball, Maya
no
Moore
doubt.
And Sue Bird. I mean, so are you dealing with it any differently? Because thousands of people can just drive to whatever if they want to be a part of it, right?
Yeah, so we have 2 days of events. So day one, September 5th, will take place at Mohegan Sun. So,
oh, nice.
Perfect opportunity with a number
of
different.
And that's a ticketed event?
We have a number of different ticketed events on the day. If you are seeking autographs, you can buy an autograph session pass. If you'd like to be part of some really interesting galas, there's opportunities for that as well. And then day two is the actual enshrinement ceremony, which takes place in Springfield at Symphony Hall. The birthplace of basketball is where we are. And this is an opportunity for these individuals that are being enshrined and memorialized forever.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And obviously, this battle between Massachusetts and Connecticut, I find so interesting on the basketball side.
The basketball capital of the world.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I mean, it's because I grew up in Massachusetts too, and Connecticut basketball is something, unless you're here, it's hard to understand how massive it is and how concentrated the success has been. So it's a fun debate, and you're right over the border, right?
And we are. And it's fun driving down. I live in Connecticut, so I'll go to work in Massachusetts, and I drive right by the sign that says, "Welcome to the basketball capital of the world." And I think, wait a minute, we're the birthplace of basketball right here in Springfield. But it is actually
a
PR stunt
there as part of the CT season pass, you know?
There's
got to be maybe some flack from Massachusetts.
Hey, so what's what else is going on? Because obviously, you know, it's the birthplace of basketball with Dr. James Naismith.
You nailed it.
My son went and toured Springfield College, and and he's all over the place, and which is cool. I mean, it is really neat. But you have to have a bunch of stuff going on this summer, right?
We do. We're planned up for families to come in and make tons of memories and create these nostalgic moments with grandparents and parents. We're going to be planning what we call Hoop Hall Hangouts. It's an opportunity for individuals who are just buying a ticket to the museum to actually hear from the legends themselves, speak about their story with the game of basketball and what it's meant to them. So we'll have roughly about 8 different appearances this
summer.
When
will we know who?
We will know very soon. I would say over the next probably 2 weeks, we should be announcing the schedule of speakers that are coming in. We're going to have past our current Hall of Famers, our living legends. We'll have current players and coaches coming in to speak as well. We're working with a number of different colleges that you may be familiar with in the basketball capital of the world.
I know you wouldn't tell me anything. Is there like one name you can give me? Is there one person you know is definitely? Can you give me some shred of breaking news?
I won't give you breaking news, but I will tell you that we have a member of last year's class returning to speak, and we are working on a couple members of this coming class to come and speak as well. So no breaking news, unfortunately, but you can do some reasoning there.
I don't want you to lose your job. how is business? You know, the thing I'm thinking about, I have 3 teenagers, and of course these halls of fame need to keep up with the times, whether it's VR stuff or whatever. Like, how have you been able to adapt and appeal to you know, the old folks who want to see Bill Russell's sneakers or whatever in Jersey and the young folks who are very interactive?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody. So we do have Bill Russell memorabilia. We have Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point jersey on display. So it's great for the people that can relate to that. But that doesn't work for my kids who are 8 and 10. They want to have some fun when they're in there.
Yeah.
So we have opportunities to explore all this memorabilia. We have interactive opportunities where we actually have video game trivia games that you're working with a tabletop video display. We have an opportunity to come in and engage with a teleprompter and speak as you're part of the TNT halftime show with Shaq and Kenny and Chuck. So that's a lot of fun for the kids. And then ultimately, the last biggest thing that everybody who comes through, I don't care what age you are, you want to shoot a basketball. So we have a full-size basketball court that ends everybody's tour. It's a blast. You can shoot on the old peach baskets. You can actually shoot, if you're a little guy, you can shoot on a 4-foot, 5-foot, 6-foot hoop. You're a little bit older, like your teenagers, they can dunk on a 7, 8, and 9 foot hoop as well. So a lot of fun. That's what we're all about. We want to make sure that we have something for everybody, interactive opportunities, and they're all there on display at the Basketball Hall of Fame all summer long. We encourage all of your listeners to make sure that they're buying tickets at hoophall.com.
Yeah, and go up there. And like I said, there's great food options right outside it. It's just a nice dynamic. You can walk under the highway and you can go into Springfield if you want to as well. So it's a really good spot. Sam, lastly, this event in August, give me a quick synopsis of it.
Yeah, so it's August 20th. It's at the Connecticut Convention Center, so in downtown Hartford. And it's focused on entrepreneurship. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is shine a light on Connecticut entrepreneurs, you know, the ecosystem that's, you know, afforded to them here in Connecticut. We want to bring in those who have been there, done that, to try and pass their lessons learned to the new generation of entrepreneurs. We also wanted to try and make it like different and unique, which we try and do with every event. So we have got what we're calling a pitch pod competition in the lead up to it. So it's like podcasts like meets Shark Tank. And so we'll be doing a 10 episode series and we're going to have a public voting. And so startup founders come in, pitch their business, and then they compete to be the last two to pitch on stage at the convention center and for cash prizes and services.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you don't know pitches for podcast ideas, I think everything's been done. But if you're doing podcasts to pitch business ideas, I think that probably works a little better. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's always always good to catch up with you, Sam. Sam Barrett from Rebellion Group. And good to meet you, Paul Dion from the Basketball Hall of Fame.